Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, a kind voice in the e-commerce wilderness. Now, here's Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. We're fine. 888-723-4630, the annoying duck says. I got your email, and we had David ask that question in the beginning about a boost in search results if you offer free return shipping.
Right.
So it was about the summer update. And it, as I suspected, it might be, although there isn't, it's not a boost in search. It's the ability. Well, let me read it to you so it makes sense. Greater visibility with retail standard return policies to help you grow your sales and attract buyers. Starting this summer, and we haven't set a date because we don't know when, but this summer, we will increase exposure of free returns and 30-day or 60-day returns without restocking fees by giving the buyers the option to search for and filter by these return policies. So it's not a boost in best match. You're not going to get a boost in search. Buyers will be able to filter search results only for those listings that offer free returns and 30 or 60 day return windows with no restocking fees.
Okay. That makes sense.
Right.
Thank you.
And it'll be, as we said, this summer. Summer is 3 months long. It could be any time between June 20th and September 20th to qualify for this summer.
Okay.
That's all I have.
So sorry. I have one hint, one clue about our secret word.
Really?
Part of the word, I used to wear one. That's all I'm going to say. Part of the word. Something we used to wear.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You can wear this?
Are you kidding?
Oh, I didn't know
They were very, very popular in the 50s, and you can buy them on eBay. There are 424 of them right now on eBay.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes. I was
a teenage girl.
That's all I wanted for Christmas that year.
Well, was the secret word.
Was the secret word.
Well, there it is.
Part of the secret word. One half of it.
Oh, I see what it is.
See what it is?
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. But right now, Greg, we go to Dallas, Texas for E. Betsy's latest brief. Take it away, Betsy.
Get to know the summer seller update. It's not just about removing active content. It's also about displaying appropriate information in the structured data fields provided in the Sell Your Item form, as well as new requirements for secure images, listing templates, and descriptions. That means new best practices for you to learn and follow. In addition, there are some exciting enhancements to eBay returns, along with significant updates to categories. Change may seem intimidating or even scary at first, but knowledge is power. Read and absorb the Seller Summer Update and every new Seller Update and make those changes work to your business's advantage. Now, back to Griffin Lee.
Thank you, Betsy.
Thank you,
that was a great tip. Vegas, baby! Woohoo! We can't wait. So, speaking of which, don't forget to register ASAP for eBay Open 2017. That's coming up July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. It's the seller event of the year, featuring eBay education, inspiration, live broadcasts of eBay Radio, three of the days, and Vegas, baby, of course. Spaces are limited, so hurry on over to ebayopen2017.com. ebayopen2017.com.
Howie's so funny. We had a conversation because, you know, he's coming to Las Vegas.
Yes, we're excited.
And he said, so I need to know, I want to schedule our, you know, the shows and restaurants we're going to. And I said, whoa, down boy, hold your horses. So this is the order of importance.
He's like me. I'm looking up all the restaurants and so, the room service menu I printed out already.
Here's how this is going to work. First, I need to have my schedule set for when I'm needed on the floor, either for eBay Radio or a workshop or anything else.
Well, sure.
And then we have to schedule in your dialysis treatments.
Yes.
And any time that's left over after that, then we'll schedule little outings.
Yes. Well, you know, I always like to have a little outing with you when you're there, but I'll understand this time if you can't.
Well, no, if we'll have a little outing with Howie.
Okay, exactly. That's, you know, what
it'll
I love to do.
It'll be a howding.
A howding. Okay. Right. Well, I'm so glad he's coming. God bless him.
Yeah. That'd be great.
So if you haven't registered for eBay Open 2017 yet, you better do it fast, right, Griff?
Yes, you must. You must do it because space is limited. Yep. And I was shocked when I saw the numbers, how fast it's registrations. I shouldn't be surprised because every year now it gets faster as people say, yeah, it was really good last year. I'm coming again this year. So there's not as much people that are fence sitters or procrastinators, but if you happen to be one, you will find yourself shut out if you don't register now.
And I'll tell you, somebody who's never shut out is Bev from Chicago, and she's probably calling because she's jealous because I'm kissing Jabber in some sort of photograph.
Oh. Well, wow. Is this all over the internet now?
Hi, Bev.
Jabber gets more than his share of love.
I know he does. He is, I'll tell you something, he's a little bit of a tramp.
You know, you have to remember, Jabber is now about 9, 10 years old.
Mm.
And in Jabber years.
Yeah. Aaron found him in a resale shop one day. He had to be like 3 or 4 and said, look, Grandma, eBay colors. And that little bird has traveled to more places.
I know.
You know.
It's amazing.
And Aaron, from being the little 3 or 4 year old, is about 5, 6 now and will turn 13 next week.
Ooh. Oh. Wow. Well, he's not going to be interested in Jabbers any minute now, so.
No, that's not. Although he is coming to our meeting next month. Just to say hello to some people who have not seen him in years.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that's very sweet.
So, Bev, what's your question or comment?
Okay. I've been, for the past couple months, helping a friend with her inventory.
Yeah.
And in the process of doing it, I've had to go to her page and see things. And she uses the Seller Hub.
Okay.
So I decided, you know what, Bev, it's time. You need to switch these things over, and you got to learn it for her. You may as well learn it for you.
You haven't been using the Seller Hub, Bev?
No.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
So in the Seller Hub, they have this section called Growth. Revise underperforming listings.
Yeah.
And it gives a little number for my account of 56. But when I click on that, they show me 1.
So.
And on some of the accounts, when I click on it, instead of showing me 30,
yeah,
it shows me 150.
Hmm.
And I don't get what they're asking me to do on a lot of. Number one, I could care less if the item's been up 3 days.
Right, okay. So when you say, let me ask you a few questions. So when you're there on that page, you say under the, it says growth summary, under underperforming listings, how many were there?
56, it says.
Right. And so underneath, you don't see all 56 of those sort of in a list?
No, when I go to improve underperforming listings, 1 shows up.
Oh. Must be a bug.
Okay.
Send me a screenshot with your of that page to griffin@ebay.com, and I'll send it to the folks on the Seller Tools.
Okay. I just thought maybe I was losing my marbles here, which
well, you still you might
still
be.
Still maybe.
This is these. I think these things don't have to necessarily be related, but send it to me. Send it to me, and we'll get this fixed, and we'll try to find out where your marbles have gone.
It's
okay.
It's great to hear your voice and your marbles, Bev.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, these marbles, were they cat's eye or were they agates or, you know, what were these marbles?
I used to love marbles.
Oh, they were the cheap throwaway ones. They weren't the ones you could sell on eBay. So you're, I'm good.
All right. Well, we'll try to find you some replacement marbles. There you go.
Thank you, Bev.
Thank you.
Always great to hear your voice. So marbles. Yeah, I loved marbles as a kid, so some are worth more than others, apparently. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they can be. I wonder why her thing is doing that. That's weird.
So she's not seeing all the things that it...
Yeah. I'm on my page, and I'm looking at some of the recommendations, but I think because of what I... This is a beta program. It says growth beta, and I think it's a learning situation. Because what I'm getting when I look at the two listings they say that are underperforming are no recommendations. It says, no, this one says I'm $5 over the top competitor's price. So I'll just adjust the price. There.
There you have it.
All right. So I just fixed one of my listings. We'll see what that makes a difference.
Write that down so you know if it sells or not.
Oh, I know which listing it is.
Okay.
It's a one-of-a-kind thing from my inventory.
Okay.
So we'll see what that does. But whenever anything says beta and you run into an issue like this... So on that page, by the way, if Bev is still listening, there is a comments section. I would definitely let them know as well because it is a beta program, so you can give them an idea. There's a verbatim place on the survey where you can say what's happening. But send me a screenshot, too. So I can send it to the team directly.
Well, we're getting ready to take a break. We've got another segment going for this hour and then one whole hour after that. So give us a call.
Wow, time is moving on fast, isn't it? This open phone segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6-Bit 2.0. That's 6-Bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6-Bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6-Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Along with all the pomp and circumstance of graduation comes a whole lot of gift buying. And graduation isn't just for high school and college seniors anymore. Today's kids graduate from middle school, elementary school, even kindergarten and nursery school. That means lots of proud family members and friends shopping on eBay. So list dorm room essentials such as bedding and small appliances, traditional gifts like jewelry and watches, as well as electronic gadgets and accessories. Promote those listings on social media, including a link from your Facebook business page. Then send a newsletter to your store subscribers, and you've earned an A+ in marketing.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 413.
eBay sellers have some big projects to do while keeping up with daily tasks. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. She has this tip for tackling that big project.
I write in, make a plan. For my unlisted inventory, I set up some shelves, and I filled them up, and my goal is to do one shelf a week. It's not overwhelming. It's pushing it a little bit, but if I can get that shelf, all the inventory that's on there processed, photographed, listed, I've hit my goal, and I'm making progress. A few weeks with some empty shelves behind you, it really inspires you. And once they're empty, I have more inventory to fill those shelves with.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that delivers reach and velocity. Here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. So call us at 888-723-4630. Give us a phone call, and we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to answer your question.
Over on page 14 that we sent you this morning.
Mosey on over there.
Mosey
I'll sashay
over
to page 14.
Yeah, time management for people with no time.
That's me.
So I thought we'd read a little bit of this.
And well, these are adapted from a post by Cliff Enico in Reva Lazonsky's Small Biz Daily. And once you've mastered or at least accepted as truth the three basic principles of time management described in part one.
And we did that the other day.
We did.
Unfortunately.
So
yeah.
Go back and listen to the archives if you missed it. It's time to tackle the tough job, organizing your time day to day so you can start enjoying life. Oh, can you imagine that?
Oh, they're going to give the three basic principles again. Good.
Yeah.
First, you can only do one thing at a time.
Yeah.
So make that thing the right and most important thing. And second, believe it or not, you are in control of your time. Third, not everyone or everything is deserving of your time. I like those.
Yeah, that's true. Boy, that. You know, and that's, you'd think that that would be a no-brainer. But if you're easily distracted by a side project, then that really is not, should not be top priority, then you're not managing your time well. And this happened to me yesterday morning. I discovered the roof on my smart car needed cleaning.
Oh, that's the second roof you're having problems with, right?
Second roof? What do you mean?
Oh, so the rodents were eating something else. Sorry.
Oh, that, yeah, they weren't eating a roof. They were eating the condenser plumbing that goes to the air conditioning unit. So, I thought, well, I should clean this. No, I have to get to work. 30 minutes later.
There you were.
It was a useless task, and I'm very prone to, oh, this needs fixing, and stopping whatever I'm doing and fixing it. I should have just put that off or given it to someone else to do.
So as we go through the show today, we're going to be giving little hints about time management for people with no time. But right now, Gina from Des Moines, New Mexico, Classy Souls, is on the line with this, Griff. Hi, Gina. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee and Griff.
Hi.
I was wanting to address Bev's issue about the growth page.
Yes.
She said all of her listings don't show up. They say there's X number of listings, but only a certain number show up, and someone else on the chat board had the same problem.
Yes.
If you go to the growth, can I talk about that?
Sure.
Okay. If you go to the growth page,
yeah,
and you look at your listings that are underperforming, it says improve underperforming listings. And then under that, there are, you know, a number of listings, but probably not as many as they're saying she needs to have fixed. If you look under improve underperforming listings, it'll say bulk actions. And to the right of that, it'll say show. And then there's a little box you can click that says all listings. If she clicks that, it'll turn blue, and all those other listings will show up.
Right. But is that how that's supposed to work, I wonder? Because it, I don't know why
it wouldn't all show up to begin with. I don't know why they'd set it to only have a few show up. But anyway, that's what has worked for me.
Well, let me talk to them then, because that doesn't seem to be an intuitive way of doing this, so I'll find out.
So
again, it's beta.
So you're saying again that you could, tell us again how you did it.
Okay, if you go to the growth page, and it'll say improve underperforming listings, and in that section there'll be a number of listings there, and you can choose, you know, you can click on one or more listings, and then the edit box will be available to edit those listings. However, so you don't have to choose them all. However, if you click on show all listings, there is a box for that, and then all of those underperforming listings will show up. And I suppose you could, and then you could just edit them in bulk,
right,
or however it is you want to do it.
Some of them are not necessarily the same thing, so editing it in bulk can get complicated. You want to sort them out into different tasks.
That's
first,
right.
I think, so.
Exactly, and it's just a little box to tick. I mean, it's, you know, you're right. If they do a bunch at one time, they could screw up all of their listings,
yeah, exactly.
You know, because if they're not identical, that wouldn't be a good idea.
Eesh, that would be, no, that wouldn't be good.
That would be just, downright scary.
Yeah.
Well, Gina, thank you. As usual, you've helped us with an issue.
Is there time for me to ask a question that I have?
Of course there is. Yes,
we may not have time to answer it.
Let's try.
Okay, well, I'll just quickly, if you go to marketing, on that marketing page, this was mentioned in a webinar you were doing, Griff,
yeah.
But there's sales lift. I do not understand sales lift. I see all the numbers there, and I don't know what they're using for everything. Base sales, promotion sales, total sales, sales lift. I'd love to get a real clean, clear explanation of all that at some point in time.
Okay. So, what it says here is we only include your promotion sales in this calculation for sales lift. While your base sales often increase during a promotion, we can't determine what percentage of your base sales occur because your promotion catches a buyer's eye. So, I think this is sales lift is as opposed to listings without the promotion.
Okay.
So it's a delta.
Would that be all sales or just the listings? Because it says base sales plus promotion sales, so that should be that's everything,
no,
right?
No, it's promotion sales divided by total sales.
Okay. Okay, yes. Well, that all makes sense. So you cleared it up so quick.
Yeah, there you go.
He's good. Thank you,
yeah,
Gina.
I can read. I'm a pretty good reader. Thank you so much for calling. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bulk, BULQ, the easy way to source. Coming up, flea hopping. Ooh, I love hopping fleas. This is eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing 5-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.